Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wallbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Anthony Cozy, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, August 4th, 2019, the 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Now here is Father Anthony.
In my life, I've been blessed with various friends at different stages in my life. I still keep in contact with two guys that I went to elementary school with. I was going to say graduated elementary school. We don't graduate elementary school. Two guys that I went to elementary school with, one friend from junior high, four from high school, a few from college, and now that I'm a priest, I'm blessed with many priest friends that I went to school with at the seminary and now part of the presbyterate. Friends are a beautiful thing. I was reading the definition about a friend. The definition reads, one who you share mutual affection with, not necessarily one who you are in a romantic relationship with or is a family member, but one who you have affection with. You kind of have a common bond, like people that play soccer together, or maybe comrades that went off in military service. Perhaps maybe some of our friends can develop among our family, our coworkers, and our neighbors. Friends are a gift to us. Today our Lord uses the word friend. If you were paying attention, kind of heard that, it stood out to me. When this man comes up and talks to Jesus, he responds firstly by calling that person a friend. But this person is not reciprocating that friendship with Jesus. He's using Jesus. I think we all can think of a time or something that took place in our life where somebody used us instead of respecting us for who we were. So Jesus is helping out his friend to understand what true friendship is. And so he says, listen, your whole life is gathered around things. You want to get more stuff. And that causes great anxiety because the man can't sleep, right? He has so much harvest, he doesn't know what he's going to do with it, that it causes him anxiety. And our Lord says, the more stuff you have, the more anxious you will be if that's where your priority is. Because you got to clean it, you have to maintain it, give it a spot, make sure it's secure. All this stuff with things. So Jesus is saying, your focus is on things, which makes you focused on yourself instead of being focused on God. These things are actually supposed to help you more in your relationship with God. As I was moving, a priest friend told me about a book that he read or a show on Netflix where this woman comes into a house and helps people start to make decisions on what things to keep and things to get rid of. So what she does is she says, hold it in your hand and ask yourself, does this give you joy? So I started doing that. I'd hold on to something, I'd grab a shirt, and I'd say, does this give me joy? Yeah. Does this give me joy? Yeah. And slowly my pile of joyful things was like this, and the other one was like this. I said, this can't work. But the idea is not so much joy now, but is this leading me closer to God? Is this giving me eternal joy in my life? And thank the things that you have. Thank you, Lord, for these things that I have. I'm now returning them to you. And these things I need to hold on to for a time. I think if we think of life kind of like that and the things we have, it helps us out. I remember being in college and renting an apartment with some buddies in Chicago, and we had to put down a pretty hefty deposit. And most landlords do that, especially if they know a bunch of college guys are going to be living there, that they don't want their property being destroyed. So you want to get your deposit back at the end. So you maintain that stuff. You take care of the property. I think if we think of all the things we have like that, and God's the great landlord, God is the great owner of everything, it helps us put things into perspective. Who gave it to us, and what's its purpose? For God, for bringing us closer to God, and helping us bring other people closer to God. So the clothes we have, if we don't think of them as just ours, but a gift from God, and we got to return them to God, we'll kind of take care of them a little better. We want our deposit back. The food we have, the possessions we own, and even our bodies are going to be returned back to God. And we want to give them in mint condition, right? We don't want to hoard them for ourselves or have that be something that corrupts us. When I was in Washington, D.C. a couple years ago leading some youth on the March for Life, we stopped at some of these museums along the way. There's various museums in Washington, D.C., tons and tons of museums. Well, the girls that I was chaperoning, they wanted to go see Jackie Kennedy's dresses. So we went in this one area, and as I was kind of perusing through and waiting for them, I came across an exhibit for Elizabeth Taylor. And I never thought I would quote Elizabeth Taylor in my life, but she said something that was just so profound. You know, she came from that era of just when women were just very regal, that old school fashion actress, jewelry, dressed perfectly to the nine. And so she had a quote there, and she said, "I've never thought of my jewelry as trophies, but rather as something to take care of and to love. To take care of and to love. For we are only custodians of the beautiful things that God has created." Isn't that beautiful? For we are only custodians of them. Like a maintenance person or a custodian at a building. You take care of it, you dust it, you polish it, and you make sure that it's good for other people. So the things we have in life, we're just custodians of, for others to use, for ourselves to use, to draw others closer to God. And Jesus says, "You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you." We do not know the time that our life will be demanded, right? Some good, some tragic, some slow, some quick, whatever it may be. But we'll all have to give an accounting of what we've done with the stewardship that's been in our possession. What a beautiful message today from a friend. As Jesus says, "Friend, let me help you appreciate me and others and this world properly." Some friendly advice from our God this day.
Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. Be sure to tune in each week as Father unpacks the scriptures and shares real-life stories that help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m. Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.